Today is Saturday, October 18th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is highlighting how the federal government shutdown is impacting Wisconsin workers. The Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pakacek says the department isn't able to release monthly job data, which helps organizations make crucial fiscal decisions. Pakacek says there's about 8,000 federal workers in Wisconsin, and they could also be impacted if the Trump administration decides not to give them any back pay. Finally, the secretary says certain migrant work visas aren't being processed, which will impact the ag industry if the shutdown lasts much longer. Friday marked the 17th day of the fiscal government shutdown. The University of Wisconsin system announces another campus closing. Adam Hess has more.
It was announced on Friday that operations will cease at UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Ivitovich stated, quote, "This will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, and we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process," end quote. According to a UW press release, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboo Sauk County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently at 178, with class sizes averaging 14. One of the reasons for closure is the result of continuously declining enrollment at the campus. Dale Schultz of Richland Center was a member of the Wisconsin Senate from the 17th District and served as Senate Majority Leader from 2005 until 2007, and was recently on Civic Media's Todd Albaugh Show. Schultz said it's the students that pay the price each time a campus closes.
I was always very proud of the University of Wisconsin when it believed that the borders of the university are the borders of the state. With each campus that closes, those borders shrink in size, and the students, the traditional and non-traditional students who depended on these campuses, find themselves being left high and dry. And for a state that once prided itself on its educational prowess, it is indeed a sad day.
Dale Schultz went on to say, with each closing, the community, usually a rural one, feels the impact.
Once again, the rug was pulled out from underneath folks and people in this area who are worried about the economy like they are in many places in this country, particularly young people. The ability to be job worthy depends on continuing education and access to education. And this just is another nail in the coffin. And it means that rural areas and smaller communities are going to not prosper like they should.
It's been 2 years since the University of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Along with the 2022 announcement of the Richland closing, the closing of UW-Oshkosh branch campuses was announced in 2023, and in 2024, UW-Milwaukee branch campuses were closed, affecting Washington County and the Waukesha area. Before the recent closures, the only UW College campus to close was UW-Medford in 1980. While the university operations are ending, the campus buildings will be returned to Sauk County, where there is a plan to find other ways to use them to serve the region. For Civic Media News, I'm Adam Hess.
As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
The Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be holding their annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Basketball Bowl and Banquet. Basketball Mobile Pack helps Feed My Starving Children, a Christian nonprofit whose goal is to eradicate hunger throughout the world, specifically in children, by assembling food ingredients into meal packets for those who are starving. Many fundraisers, like tonight's event, help support Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. Bruce Pitsley is with the Basketball Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
Our mobile pack has grown, largely in part to the facility that we're able to use. Truvant graciously allows us to use their building number 3 in Basketball, and there's plenty of space in there. It has allowed us to grow our mobile pack. When you grow your mobile pack, that means you're able to pack more meals, but that also means that you need to raise more money. So that is the reason why we continue to have our fundraisers. We do awareness events, we're in parades, we do a few fundraisers during the year.
There will be many great donated items to bid on. Auction preview and social time will begin at 5 o'clock, and the dinner will be served at 6. Cost of the dinner is $10. The live auction will begin at 7. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and raffles throughout the evening at the Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Basketball Bowl and Banquet. For more information about the Basketball Mobile Pack or how to donate, you can contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. You can also go online to give.fmsc.org/basketball. To learn more about Feed My Starving Children, go to fmsc.org. Community Players' production of Pride and Prejudice will once again take the stage tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The curtain will rise tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the start of the 2025 elk hunting season today. This is Wisconsin's 8th elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk in the state, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. The 13 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 26,000 applicants. The DNR also reminds hunters and the general public that the 2025 pheasant season opens at 9 o'clock this morning and runs through Sunday, January 4th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of 1 rooster per day. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's Pheasant Hunting webpage.